The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad you're here. And so I'm so excited after the spiritual retreat. The retreat was absolutely amazing. I see Mijo. Hey, Mijo, was the retreat good? Cool. I see Terry. She's driving around in the car. And so I see a lot of the people that were at the retreat, and I saw someone else, and then they disappeared suddenly. I see Anam, Justin. Hey guys, how are you? Anyway, it was really crazy. It was amazing because I never seen that many gifts come that fast, and so it was really neat. So with you guys, if you empath us folk that were at the spiritual retreat or at the virtual retreat, you guys are going to get some really good gifts tonight. I think you'll enjoy that. And so let me talk to Mark Milos real quick. Let's talk to Mark. He's like Mr. Analytical.
Yeah.
You're the sanest one of the crowd. You're the sane one.
Hey guys.
You're the sane one. Hey buddy, we enjoyed you at the retreat. We had a ball. It was really, really fun. I mean, you're always fun, of course. But what do you make of that one? That retreat was very different than other retreats. What'd you make of how quick we got the gifts that were just kept on coming in a crazy mammoth big way? What was that like for you? And when you got back home, was it reflective of home, or did all the demons gang up on you and try to kill you? And so, I mean, what was it like?
Yeah, sorry. The first day we were there, we went up so high so fast, you know, that we ended up getting the gift to get rid of fear right away. And that was
the ultimate gift. That's the ultimate gift.
It still is.
And it still is. And I think it always will be. And I mean, that's the big gift until fear disappears. And so, but that was big, huge.
It was.
And, you know, I never know what gifts are coming down. And then when you get them, the kind of shifts and changes they make. But fear just messes everybody up all the time. And so this gift of getting rid of fear was really mammoth. And so how did it work out when you got back home? Could you feel the difference?
Totally. Totally. It was almost the calmness, you know, the mellowness. Like, I almost was questioning, am I getting sick? Am I not, like, you know, it's not like rosy doodle. It was almost like nothing really affected me. You know, like
I slept for a week. I just slept for a week. it was crazy. Yeah. But it really is, you know, it's important when you do get these kind of big, giant gifts, you have to let them seat into you. And to do that, you do have to kind of take it easy for a minute and take a little break and allow that to happen. And then also be a little analytical of yourself and figure out, okay, what is this? What's it doing? How's this working out for me? How do I turn the volume up to where it works out better? And but you noticed a big shift, right?
I did. Like, normally I had work situations or people situations where they'd get mad at me, or I'd have a situation that looked like it was blowing up, and it didn't affect me. Like, I could see it coming. Like, I could feel them, like, trying to, you know, demons, like, trying to, you know, grasp at my heart or my chest, or try to, the anxiousness, but it didn't break through. It didn't penetrate. It was really different this week, like nothing I've never felt before. And it was really amazing, like on another level. So even for me, and I've been with you for a while. So,
right. And so there we are. And so the abundance, how did that work out? Did you see bigger things lining up?
Beautifully. Yeah. I thanked you for that closing, that real estate deal I had, which, my God, was perfect, like the perfect of perfects, the way it lined up and everything from start to finish. Like, I couldn't even imagine how good it turned out. So,
you know, and I could feel the energy when you're talking about it. Actually, I felt that. And so, I think, you know, people like to have that vibe where everything lines up. And so it can work out like that. It really can. First of all, you have to think it can work out like that. And then you got to get the spiritual gifts to allow it to work out like that. And it does. And it just feels good. Feels good. Anyway, Mark, I just wanted to say hi. Anything going on? You need anything?
No, I just want to send you healing. Hope you're doing well. I wanted to thank you for the retreat and everything you do. You know, you're amazing. So thank you.
Well, it was fun. I had a really, really good time. You know, and so we just had so much fun hanging out with everybody and seeing folks and doing things. And so, thank you. I just want to say, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so let me talk to Ethan, Hopper.
I had him on my list already.
Okay. He was at the retreat and I seen different things, kind of breakthroughs happen. And he just got really super bright and crazy. What was it like for you, buddy? What was it like?
So the first day you cleared like 6 out of 7 upside down pyramids and that just started everything. I'm starting to feel more
good.
I got the job that,
yay!
Yeah. And instead of the raise that I thought it was going to be, ended up being like 75% more than what it
there we go.
Yeah.
75% more is great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when you have that kind of crazy light on things, and I'm telling you, I could go from person to person to person to people that were at the retreat. And these are the guys. And you guys, you would find that people are having these kind of crazy experiences because I've already heard some of the stories. And so it's really, really neat. I'm glad you got the job. That was beautiful. That's good. And I'm glad. What's that?
You helped. I have to thank you.
Oh, no. Well, I just do what I do. I do what I do. And you know what? I would like to say I do what I do, but frankly, I just show you guys and allow you guys to do what you do. And so everybody's capable of doing it, you know, this it thing where you can really allow more light. You can allow more love, more abundance, more everything, more happy. You're able to do. Look at this picture. Is this a crazy picture? I was talking, look at the rainbow colors in that circle. There was a big giant orb coming down right there. And that's the curve. That's the circle of the orb. And if you look at the especially the color as you see around me in there, and so all, you know, it makes you wonder, like, wow, what are we really made of? You know, that stuff, right? And so, but we got tons and tons of pictures. We found beautiful things. You know, we found beautiful people. Raekwon, you know, it was a surprise. Had all these gifts, crazy dude that could, you know, basically do, he was like Superman. but he didn't come with an owner's manual, so he didn't always know how to use everything. He thought he was just imagining everything instead of, but he was really getting quite serious visions. So we piggybacked on him and used all his amazing gifts, and that really helped out. There he is there. Look at, see that light going there from me to him around everyone. That's crazy, right? We have tons and tons of pictures where you see rainbows and crazy lights. And so, he would fall into the category of one of the most gifted, raw talent, spiritually speaking, people that I've talked to ever. And
that was
so,
a big one.
Yeah, right. And so it's just amazing to see that. You know, it's really crazy. Anyway, so what else? You have anything else going on this week?
I just have a question.
Okay.
I've been talking to God more, and I don't know.
Good.
I don't know if the answers are like what I'm thinking I want them to be, or if they're just coming so fast that like I'm getting answered before I even complete my thought.
That. Yeah, you're getting answered really fast. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's happening faster than you're thinking. And so that's good. All right. Yeah. No, it's good. And you're not making it up. It's really your answer. That's what I see. And so good luck, buddy. I'm excited for you. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Really excited for you. I saw you make major breakthroughs, and that makes me very happy, you know. And so that's good. That's really good. All right. Who are we talking to, Michelle? What are we doing?
Oh, yay,
what are we doing? I'm sure you got an agenda for me.
I do. I got quite a few people on the list. But let me first of all go ahead and go to Daryl and Louise. I'm
All
gonna
right.
unmute them real quick. We miss them at the retreat. They usually come to
all. Of course.
Hey, yes. Daryl, hey, Louise.
Hi guys. Ooh, look at all those crystals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are great. What's your question? What's going on, buddy?
Okay. Well, first of all, Daryl's had some surgery on the vein in his leg. And of course, he couldn't travel, fly, or anything for 2 weeks. So that's one reason we couldn't come down. And now he's developed a blood clot. It seems to be reducing. Is that going to be okay for him?
I see it reducing to nothing.
Oh, good, good. Thank you.
Yeah, and so, and I'm just now aiming at it too. Hang on a minute. There was two in the beginning, right? Or were they aware of that?
No, I think there was two. They did a sonogram on me Monday and found that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, it looks better and it gets better.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Feel how your sinus is open. You got really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My face got hot.
Yeah. Good. 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 I got a lot of healing energy in you. And, and it looks like that's going to really do the job to make you feel better. It gives your legs a lot more strength, you know? And so
we both have leg troubles then, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And you know what? I have exactly the same one. I got to have that same surgical. I got to have that same surgery procedure. The same one you got. I got to get
with
the
light,
I gotta,
with laser. With the laser.
Yeah, I got to do the same exact thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Take a and volume so, to relax you before you do it makes it easier.
Oh, believe me, I'll take a fruit jar full. Yeah, I don't like pain. I'm like, no. but you know what? I'm so pain. I'm very pain tolerant. I'm tough. And,
I am
and
too.
So, you know, yeah, right. Thank God. Can you imagine if we weren't? You know, but it can be pretty painful. But you know, you have to go through these things to get better. Our physical bodies. You know, I learned a lot by going through the. Anytime I go through an experience of being sick, like COVID. I learned how to kill the I kill you demon, which would have killed Earth. Mm-hmm. It would have killed the planet. And so it was important that I learned how to kill that thing. And that was the one that Enoch spoke about when he talked about the waggling red tongue on the crystal wall in Zion heaven. And but this is this particular demon was super aggressive. And sometimes us little humans down here play a very important role in doing what we're supposed to do. And that's to get rid of dark energies, you know, kill demons before they kill us. And this is what we're up to. And so this particular thing where your health is being affected it falls into the upside down pyramid, black pyramid category, which is hell dimensions. And so this is just simply one of those way out there dimensions, that's a hell dimension trying to create hell in your life. And so, and the more you clear that, the better your physical body is. And so I figured out how to heal a bunch of stuff with me as well as other people by just clearing that dimension and clearing it. And so in this last retreat, we cleared so many big, big dimensions that I was working on. And we got these big giant spiritual gifts. And so it was really important. And so I'm just seeing these big balls of light go around you in a rainbow color. These are to reduce fear. And get rid of fear. And so, right. And just pull those into you guys and you guys will feel much better. Yeah. And so there we are.
Louise has a question.
Yeah. Also my brother passed away.
Sorry.
On St. Patrick's Day.
I just asked
you. Well, she's wanting to know if he's crossed over.
Yeah, he's in he's in transition. So he's in a beautiful part of heaven, the prettiest part. Okay. A lot of fountains and waterfalls and birds and you know stuff like that. And so, but it's very beautiful. It looks like a tropical garden. And so he's there, and I see him smiling. I guess this is your mother. It's an older lady. I don't know, but I think it's your mom that's what I think. She's with him. So he's not by himself, you know, but I see her standing behind him, but he is, you know, still in transition. That means a lot of times when people are sick for a little bit before they die, they go into transition and they'll stay in there for a little bit and then they pop out, you know? And so, But he was he sick a little while before he died?
Yeah, 8 months.
8 months. And then the last month they had him pretty drugged up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's doing good. And usually they don't talk when they're in there, but he whispered, "Okay." It was like that.
Right.
So he wants to let you know he's okay. So
okay.
He
tells Thank you.
He tells you he's okay. And so there we go. Good, 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 good. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Love you too.
See you at the next. See you at the next retreat. Yeah,
have
they're
you
getting
set a date for it yet.
What's that?
Have you set a date for the next one yet?
A date. We
have June. We don't have the exact date yet.
Okay. Good time for it.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. I'll bring you another bench.
Hey, I'll be right here waiting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my God benches. I call them God benches because they, when you sit on them, you get high. You can feel the energy. It's really crazy. There we go. Who are we talking to? Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys. I'm going to put Amy Laventy. It's her first time, I believe. So, Amy Laventy. Hi, Amy.
Can you please unmute?
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, that's really crazy. I wanted to talk to her. She just felt like I had this connection. You know, you remind me of Laura Dern.
Thank you. I'll take that compliment.
Has anyone ever told you that? Have they told you that?
Not really. I don't think really? So.
Yeah. Oh, it's really funny. I'm friends with Laura Dern. And so, we were sitting at a table in a Perkins, like pancake house. In St. Petersburg, Florida, me and my psychic buddies. And she asked the question, should she take a part in a movie? And she had been, we did a radio show that night, and me and a bunch of psychic buddies and Janet Skialis, who's an astrologer, famous astrologer. So Laura was there with us somehow. And she said, she asked a question, this was many years ago, should she take a part in this movie? And they want to give her just a percentage and not, because there wasn't much of a budget. And so, and we all totally agreed, oh my God, yes. So she went ahead and she did this little movie that was called Jurassic Park. So basically she was set for life. And so there we are. And so crazy times, but you remind me of her. That's funny. Anyway, what's your question? What's going on?
I just want to see how my mom is doing. It's been almost 4 years since she passed and I miss her a lot. And I just want to make sure she's okay.
Your mom's funny. she's, you know, she tapped one out. She did a little tap dance. And so I don't know what that means. Does she have problems with her feet or legs, or did she like to dance, or what's all that about? You know, she just tapped it. She was like, she's just joking and laughing. She's with two or three other people, and maybe it's her mother, I would assume. Was her mother a hoot?
Yeah, she was like to joke a lot.
Like a total character, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So her mom's like talking trash in heaven, and so she's funny, but she's showing me that she's up there with the best of them, she says, so she's having a really good time. She said she's tapping her way through heaven, so she's tap dancing her way through heaven, and so she's just tickled. She's happy. She sees you sometimes. There's a place you go to and sort of meditate, and she's aware of this. I don't know if you know where I'm talking about. You may call it praying or whatever, but where's that? What is that?
At the moment, I don't know. I'm at my house a lot, but
this is outside. This is outside. Yeah, this is outside. And so maybe it's your yard. Maybe it's your backyard.
Or the park that's by my house, maybe, possibly.
That's it. That's it. You see, your hands got warm, see?
Okay.
You felt that. Yeah, and your face got warm. See, you feel that. She's aware of you when you go there. And so this is like a really magical spot. And so I don't know if there's a little fountain or something, but anyway, she can see you. And she says, think of her when you're there. She can see you very clear.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, she loves you. She's doing really good. She's with somebody and they're in a I'm trying to figure out this old car. Maybe it's a Studebaker. I'm not sure, but it's a very odd. What is this thing? I'm pretty good with old cars, but this is a weird one. What was the old car that they had way back? Do you know what that thing is?
No, I mean, like if it was something my grandparents had, I don't know. I mean, they had a lot of
Okay.
old cars, so
Okay. Was he a
I'm not
car buff and
sure.
he had all kinds of cars that were just kind of cool, different, unusual?
Like not my grandpa, but my dad, who's still alive, he is a car buff. So maybe it's something that they had.
I think it's something they had.
Okay, I mean, we had
Yeah.
this yellow Monte Carlo that comes to mind. We had a black Malibu, I think.
That's it. There. I settled on that one. Yeah, I think it's the Malibu. And maybe she really liked it or something, but it was like, this is something she was really fond of. And so she took it to heaven with her, she says. She wants to let your dad know. When you get to heaven, and she said, then he may look forward to going to heaven. And she said, even he'll get in, believe it or not. And
Hi.
so she's being a little cocky. And but she's talking about that he, when he gets to heaven, he gets a car collection because
Oh.
they give you whatever you wanted. Because I guess she got the Malibu, so there we are. Right? Yeah,
Yeah, that'll
nice,
be good. He'll like
nice.
that.
Nice. Yeah. And there's one that her parents or something had. I don't know if it's a Packard or a Studebaker, but it's one of those offbeat weirdo cars. Ask your dad. He'll know
Yeah,
about it.
I have
Okay.
to. Yeah.
All
Thank
right.
you.
All right. Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
you.
Thanks, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Take the part in the movie. Get the commission.
No.
Can you imagine? You think of all the advice I've given those kind of people a lot over the years, Dean, right?
A lot of advice.
A lot of advice. I remember telling a music producer one time, I said, if you go back to your studio and fire everybody that works for you, he had one of the largest record companies in the world. He had Universal Records. And I said, you go back and fire everybody. I see you're really on top, and you're going to have the number one song with the year coming up. And this is going to be a song that's heard all over the world and number one all over the world. And it's not kind of exactly what you would think you would do, but it's going to work out really nicely. So he was either smart enough or dumb enough, but he went back and did that. And then he sat down with a young man named Ricky Martin, and they produced a song called "Living La Vida Loca."
That
Remember
song,
that?
Living La
Probably the biggest song in the world at the orchestra.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah. And so they wrote and produced that song. Anyway. So that worked out. I want to give us that advice, Dean. Why don't you ask me questions like that so I'll come up with those answers? What the hell's wrong with me?
Let me make a list of questions. All right.
Right.
I'll have them for you
Lottery
in the morning. I'll
numbers.
have them for you.
Yeah. Lottery numbers.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hit
I'll
songs.
have
Right? Think of how many of those people. There's a lot of those. There's all kinds of things. I did like tons of those, It's crazy. Anyway, you need to ask me those questions. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm gonna put Daewon Kang. I hope I said that right. Daewon? Daewon?
Please unmute yourself.
Hi.
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 Hey, I like
Hi.
you. What's your
Nice to talk to
question?
you. Okay. Actually, Daewon is my brother's name. I'm Jean.
Oh.
And I was in
Yeah,
tapping
it says
in.
Daewon on the screen name, so I just called it. Sorry.
No worries, no worries.
Jean.
Hi. My question is actually about my brother.
Okay.
Could you be able to read his body and check his health? He's been well, he had kidney stone before, and since then his kidney has been it's been shaking. So yeah, he's having a hard time lately. His body is going weird. Like he doesn't have any energy, no appetite.
How old?
And he is
How
30.
old? Yeah, so he's young. When I look at him, he's surrounded by these black pyramids that create health problems. Okay, and mm-hmm. And I just cleared them off of him. I got to be really aggressive for a minute here. Give me a second. There we are. I look pretty calm, but I'm doing all kinds of stuff in my head right now. There we go. How warm are you getting? Feel that?
Pretty warm. Yeah.
Pretty warm, right? It yes. looks like that. See all those demons? That's about what it looks like. I cleared off all this stuff that had a grip on him, and now it don't. So he's going to notice a big noticeably change. He'll feel good. The only thing, he's going to sleep very hot. He'll be on fire when he's sleeping, but that's the healing energy. It's not like okay. he had the fever. That's just the healing energy working him, you know, working on him. But so look, now you're getting really warm. Feel your hands really warm now. See?
Yeah, my hands and my feet.
Yeah, you're a natural healer. You're very much a healer. You're very sweet, very kind, very loving, and you project healing energy to everybody. That's the reason I like you, you know, thanks. I could tell in the beginning. Yeah, if you meditate a little bit, you need to come to a retreat. You'll freak it once you get. You would like evolve in light years. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, last September, I talked to you in Tapping In, and you got rid of my panic attack demons. And since then I bought your book and I listened to your audios and it's been good. Amazing.
Yeah, it's it been, works.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the one.
Secrets from God, your keys to heaven. Meditate, takes you through all the dimensions, clears all the darkness off, and many times you're good to go after then. So when I got rid of the panic attack demons, a lot of people have this. A lot of people have panic attacks. And so when I got rid of your panic attack demons, did you get better?
Oh yeah, it was much better. And for the fact that I know how to get rid of the demons, you know, good. I learned that through your audios and books, and I just got empowered, you know, and they're just gone.
Isn't that beautiful? See, I always teach people. See, I don't try to keep it a secret. I think a lot of times when people have, you know, guru qualities, if you would, or whatever, I don't know. I don't think I'm that, but I think that I can do some stuff. And a lot of times people will keep it to themselves and not share or teach other people how. I tell everybody, I show everybody how to clear themselves, get rid of their own dark energies, and then they're not plagued by anything. And so I'm glad that's working for you. Really happy. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, your brother looks much better now. So good luck, okay?
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'd be best friends with her if you were around her. I could tell, Michelle.
I could tell too.
Yeah.
Maybe she lives in Vegas.
Hey.
Yeah. Does she live in Vegas?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
There we go. Looks good. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Mario on Mario's iPhone. Hi, Mario. Hey, how
Mario.
You doing?
Go ahead and unmute. Oh, you did already.
Yep.
Nope.
I wanted to talk to him earlier. Sorry. That's so funny.
I'm reading your mind, Gary.
You really are.
There. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, Mario, what's your question? What's going on? I'm good. I'm really good. Where are you? What part of the country are you in?
Right now, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm visiting for the weekend.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
But I'm from LA, from Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. And so, anyway, so you're from LA, right?
Yeah, I'm friends with Sadim. He was in the retreat.
Oh, Sadim. He's amazing. Yeah, we love him. He's great.
Yes.
He's great. He's really great. And so what's your question? What's going on?
So I wanted to know how can I develop my spiritual gift of intuition into knowing when I'm making the right decision to manifest in my dreams.
Okay. Feel how your hands are getting hot right now?
Yes.
And you feel your face warm.
Yes.
And your sinuses opened up. Right? Now you will.
Yes.
That's all. I just got you the spiritual gifts it took for you to be aware. And so now then, when you feel your hands warm, you can ask yourself a question. Should I turn right or should I turn left? Should I turn right? Yeah. If your hands get hot, turn right. It's really simple.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You can feel it. You can just feel it. You're also very clairaudient, okay? Clairaudient means you can hear psychically, you can hear your angels. And you may not be aware you can hear your angels, but you can totally hear your angels. See, you mean to get that turned on for you?
Please.
Is that okay? Yeah, your volume is about a 1. Your volume is only a 1. I'm going to turn it up to let's just say an 8, okay? All right, and so there we are. And so now you'll be able to hear your angels clearer. Notice your ears are getting warm inside.
Yes, it is.
Feel that? Yeah, okay. So now you'll be clairaudient, and you can hear your angels. You can also hear your loved ones on the other side if they have something to say to you. And you'll hear their voice. You'll actually hear their voice. And so so you're really spiritually gifted. And you also have the gift of love, compassion, healing. And that has to do, you have a little bit of fear. So I'm going to get you this new spiritual gift. I want you to say, God, please give me the new spiritual gift to get rid of fear. It's a big rainbow color orb, and everybody should piggyback on this and get this same gift that he's getting. So just say, God, give me this big orb, rainbow orb, to get rid of fear. Just ask God.
God, give me this big orb to get rid of fear.
Say please.
Please.
You got to be nice to God. And so there we are. All right. Now it's going around your body. Feel how hot you're getting now?
Yes.
Well, there we go.
Yes, I do.
What does that feel like?
Beautiful. Loving.
Good. Good. This removes fear. And so it just gets rid of the fear. This is the gift we got the first day of the retreat, and we just went cranking after then. It was beautiful. Fear just blocks everything. So you get rid of fear, you don't have all those crazy blocks. I mean, it just kind of does. It's like the skeleton key of blocks, I think. And so, but I never had that particular gift, and the planet's gotten bright enough to where we can get that gift now. And so there, you're going to feel good. Look how you feel now. Really good.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome so much. You're welcome so much. And good luck with Los Angeles. Los Angeles is like the greatest place. I had so much fun living there. Dean and I lived there for years. And the good news is we lived in L.A. So we had lots of famous friends and we were doing all this stuff. And the bad news is we lived in L.A. and we had all these famous friends and we're doing all this stuff. So it's kind of like that, right, Dean?
Mm-hmm. I had fun. I mean, it's a rough energy. The energy is rough, but I had a lot of fun when I was there. I don't think I can live there right now.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, somebody asked me that recently, you know, and I had the same opinion. You know, would you want to live back in Los Angeles? I'm like, I think I answered with something like, hell no. It was like, no, I am good. I'm living in North Carolina. It's blissful. The energy's lovely, you know, I can feel all the light. Anyway, something like that. And certainly Ojai, California, I can live in, you know. And so the way you live in Los Angeles is you have a place in Ojai and Los Angeles, and then you can do it. Yeah. That's how we did it, really. That was what worked out. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Dwayne Dunham. He has a great question.
Hey, Dwayne.
You are so reading my mind. That is crazy.
I'm psychic, Gary.
But it's never quite like this. I mean, you're doing every one. That's pretty bizarre. Anyway, Dwayne, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What's your question, buddy?
So you sort of already answered my question. So this morning I was meditating and I opened my eyes and the room was sort of aglow. And then I looked at my hand and it was sort of like a bluish greenish color, my body, and it was transparent. But it was just like the color of those orbs you showed earlier today.
Ah.
So very strange. I think that's my hand, but it was transparent. And it was bluish greenish in color.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the bluish green is very healing, and you see the two colors together, and so it does a certain thing, and so makes sense. Yeah, makes total sense. You're so bright. I'm looking at you.
Good.
You've got all kinds of stuff. Where's your trip? Where are you going?
I don't have anything planned yet, but somewhere fun, I hope. Yeah.
Oh, I see you going somewhere. You're gonna have a great time. I don't know where it is. It looks a little tropical to me.
Oh, good. I need some tropics. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever this is. This is fun. So you'll get an opportunity, and it's, I believe it's a gift. Oh. And so, yeah, which is even better, but, yes. But whatever it is, just say yes.
Okay. It's an easy answer. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Anything else happening, buddy? Anything else?
The energy was a little off this week. A little bit feeling like the victim, but I kind of rose above it. So I'm feeling pretty good right now. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I noticed, you know, if you feel like the victim, chances are you are. But if you continue to feel like a victim, you'll be a victim.
Yeah.
So you have to get your mental thoughts above it to where you go, that's not me. I'm not the damn victim in this movie. You know,
and keep telling myself who I am. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. Why am I even worried about this? Right. So, yes.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. I see all kinds of stuff. I see interesting cars. Nice. And so, whatever. Are you getting a collector car? What am I looking at?
You know, I want a new car. You know, I think I need a new car. So yeah, I've been thinking about it. Been thinking about it. So,
whatever this is, it's a car that you buy and you don't have to replace.
Oh, okay.
So it's some sort of collector car that at the end of the day you have it and you throw it and you know your fun car crowd.
I need that. Yeah. Yes,
it does. Yeah. So. That seems good. Seems good. Anyway, talk to you soon.
All right,
thanks,
you,
buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
He's the coolest.
He is.
Yes.
I kind of want to be him when I grow up.
He needs to come to our retreat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think so. Who we got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put Christine Marie Del Vang. She didn't get a chance to make it to this last retreat.
Oh. Hi.
You're hey, right. Girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. What's your good. Question or comment? What's happening? What's going on with you tonight?
So I was hoping you could provide some perspective on business-related things. So we had a reading, and then I went on vacation. Everything was great. I came back from vacation. All of these very major challenges are happening with my business. Client contracts that I thought were going to go through didn't. A merger that I thought was going to go through kind of fell through. And now I'm to the point where I have to make a major decision if I continue forward with certain things in an acquisition, or do I contract because of all these things that didn't come through. I basically am going to be walking in on Monday and having to lay off some of my team members. So I'm hoping you can provide some clarity to what I should do. And you talked about fear earlier. I would love a little bit more insight on how that might be playing in my world as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, a big time, I think. And we are afraid always, and we hate laying people off that are doing good jobs. when I look at you, I would tippy-toe my way through, is what I see. I can't tell you exactly what to do because there's so many decisions. You know,
that's my problem. So you
just got to tippy-toe your way through, expecting the best outcome ever. I want you to expect the best outcome ever. See how you got really hot right then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep that energy field going, that energy.
Okay.
So expect the best outcome ever. Tippy toe your way through. And if you have to lay off people, you lay them off. You can always hire them back, you know.
Will I be able to, because talking about tippy toeing, I might be able to still salvage the merger, which I was kind of hoping.
Here you will. I hear you will. Yeah, I'm going to light it up. Is that okay?
Please, all the help.
All right. Let me just look here. Ask God for the spiritual gift of a heaven orb.
God, please give me the spiritual gift of a heaven orb.
There you go. Now you got it. Look how you feel.
Feels good.
Yeah, now you can breathe. Feel the difference?
Yes. Do you have anything in your toolkit to help with anxiety? Because it's pretty bad right now.
well, you would just ask God for the gift to get rid of fear. Say,
God, please.
God, give me the rainbow orb to get rid of fear.
God, please give me the rainbow orb to get rid of fear.
There it goes. Now you got it around you. Your head went quiet, see?
It's pretty quiet compared to the last couple of weeks. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be okay. It's just learning experience in business.
But I'll be okay. I'll be able to cash flow. I won't have to like.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Wiggle out of my lease or anything crazy like that.
No, you're going to be fine. I see you cranking right on through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just awesome. Crank right on through. Do your thing.
Will my new hire be amazing and help bring work in?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes.
Okay.
Good.
Awesome.
All right. There we are.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
There we are. Business, you know, you got to make a lot of really serious decisions with business sometimes, and you don't always feel good about those. In other words, like it's not like what you would do to be the nice guy, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And so, and it never stops. It's always that way. Is if you're in business, it's just the way it is. And so there we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Sam on. Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for being so patient.
And please unmute.
And go ahead and unmute.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? How are you, Gary?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello. I can hear you.
My question is, okay, that I have two questions. My question is that I received a phone call that they're trying to serve me some legal documents. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know what's going on. And I need your help here.
It looks like it's like amounts to nothing almost. You know, like jury duty.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like almost like you're gonna yeah, it feels like that. And but it feels, I see there's two different things. I see one of those you get, and then I see another one that has to do with it looks like something that's not really valid. So whatever that is, it looks like it could be an old collection, old though. And so, and that, and I see that one too. Mm-hmm. So you got two things, but it looks like you just get right on through it. I see that. So you'll be all right.
Okay. So thank you. And my other question is that my sister lives in Mexico. She had breast cancer, and he has surgery in one of her parts, and apparently everything, it was okay, but now it looked like something else came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is or how can we help her.
But I see her looking really bright. I see all kinds of light going in her, and I see everybody praying. The family's really spiritually gifted, so everybody pray for her. You know, and so that brings in enough light to fix her, is what I see. So
Is she going to be okay, or?
Yeah, just pray for her. That's what I see. Yeah, you got all these spiritually gifted people in your family. Put them to work. Yeah. See, sometimes spiritually gifted people are lazy, you know. So like your grandson is Gio, you know, who was this super gifted kid. You know, at 4 years old,
yeah,
it could get rid of demons bigger than the earth. Have him send a lot of light to her. And so there we are.
Okay.
Okay.
Any special gift that I can
he'll know. Just, yeah, I think that he can just do it. You know, when he was at a spiritual retreat when he was about 7 years old, and he walked up to a lady and he touched her breast. Yeah. And he said, there's something dark in there. I just got rid of it. She was diagnosed with breast cancer before she came to the retreat. She went back home. The cancer had went away.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, right? So that was Gio at 7.
That's good.
Yeah. So
it
ask
is.
Him.
Yeah.
Ask him. There you go. All right.
7.
Yeah. 7 years old. He could do that.
Don't ask him. Okay, I will. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
You.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
Interesting. That cleared, and I did clear her as well. There we go. Perfect. Who are we talking to?
I'm putting Serena now. I'm getting that family in there.
All right, Serena.
Hey, my girl. There you are. What you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I had a beautiful birthday month. Turned out different than expected, and now I'm sicky poo. And I thought it was allergies. And you know, I wanted to get things going with some personal things. And I'm like, I got to get cleared.
There we are. Yeah, you got a little cruddy. You like got little cruddy demons. I just cleared them off you. There we go. Good. Try to rest a little bit. You know, like sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I see, and I see you're getting better really, really fast if you sleep a little.
Sleep more.
I also had,
I think, an anxiety attack Tuesday on my way to work. I was almost there in Burbank at Central Casting, and I was like, my heart was pounding, and I was just, you know, praying to God. I was just trying to like use my own spiritual gifts and clear me. And I don't know what's going on, you know, if I have to slow it down, I'm trying to be on the perfect beat.
There you are. You're doing good there now. Yeah. I cleared a lot of things really fast. And so, yeah, now you notice you have this, you have a nice, comfortable warmth happening in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel calm now.
You had a bunch of panic attack demons after you. I got rid of them. There we are.
Oh gosh. I know why. It's because like I'm just believing in myself more, and you know, and they're just
good.
I felt it. Thank you.
So that pisses them off, and they'll show up. And so that's okay. Yes, keep being you. Keep believing in yourself. Keep being you. That's all you gotta do. You look good.
Thank you so much, Gary. I was telling my dad I was going to talk to you, hopefully, praying that I would. And, you know, I'm glad you guys picked me. And he asked me, he's like, can I have clearing too? And I said, well, I'll try my best to clear you.
There we go.
Point through some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I hooked him up. I think he'll feel a lot better now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He worries so much, understandably so, you know. Mm-hmm. Because of everything that's happened, but he just worries. And then when he worries like that, he kind of mojos himself. So
is it about me and losing my brother?
It's about losing your brother. It's about the sobriety thing. It's about you. It's about it. It's about everything. And so, but I cleared all this worry off of him. And then once you, God's giving you this big giant ball of light. It looks like a rainbow ball. Okay, of light. See, take it. You got it. Okay, throw it on your dad. There you go. That went around him. It gets rid of fear.
Oh, it feels super hot too.
Super hot. There you go. Yeah, you'll be okay. Care. Thanks, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, love you back. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. That was cool. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Santina Melendez. Hey, Santina.
How are you guys? How are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
A couple of them. I'll run through them really quickly. Little JP, kind of stuck in this funk. Even every time I talk to him or see him, I can see it in his eyes. He lives in Wichita now, and he's just waiting.
I think I'd be depressed if I lived in Wichita, right? Kansas, we're talking, right?
We're talking Kansas. Yes.
Damn. He's in the military. He's in the military, though. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's in Wichita, Kansas.
He's in Wichita, and Kansas.
And he's a little depressed. Okay. So far, you're making sense. But who lives in Wichita? What's his name? Who's the financial guy? The famous financial guy, Dean, that lives in Wichita? The biggest one in the world. He owns a candy
Warren
store.
Buffett, but I think he lives in
Omaha. That's Omaha.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Omaha, Wichita. What the hell?
All the same.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. And so the question is.
So he's waiting on a job. His girlfriend is there. They're working for the same company. Really good company. And he's just waiting on that. It's been months now.
Okay. Well, I got him cleared, but he could find another position if he looked that would really work for him.
Okay.
I would go apply at other things.
I'll relay that message. He's a lazy, spiritually gifted person.
Yeah, I just cleared him off. He looks better now.
Thank you so much. Another quick question. I have a surgery on April 10th.
I saw your text.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. There we are. I see you thinking, what the hell was I thinking? Because it's painful, but I
Yeah,
see, but I see you being quite happy at the end of the day. So there we are.
okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I also got a promotion at work, and it's going to be a lot of work. I already find myself pushing back my new supervisor quite a bit.
Why?
Because he tells me no.
Okay.
I'm trying to
He's
make moves
he's
in.
your supervisor.
Right. I have to challenge him, it seems
Now
like.
you're why you got to do that?
Because I'm not getting the answer I want from him.
Yeah, but you work for him, not for you.
This is true. This is
Why you
true.
want to why you want to go through all that? Why you want to go through that much work?
That's a great question. Yeah.
I hear the first I hear two words. The first word starts with an F, and it's got an ING on the end of it. Okay? And
Got
then
it.
I heard stop.
Got it.
But your angels cuss, and your angels said effing stop.
Course they do. Yeah.
Okay, how hot are your hands?
Sweating.
And your forehead's sweating.
Feet, everything. Everything is
Okay. So why you want to work? When you make your supervisor work, pretty soon you don't have a supervisor because you don't have a job.
makes sense.
Ouch. How warm are you?
Keep getting sweatier.
Okay. And
Yeah.
why are we doing this?
I
You
couldn't tell
bored?
you.
Are you bored?
No, I'm not bored. I don't even have a clear answer. I'm not bored. I want to design it my way, I guess. I want to be in
Do
control.
you work for you?
No, I don't.
Okay, well then you can't do that.
So
You won't?
effing
Are
stop.
you? Yeah, that's what I heard. Because
Yeah.
the reason I heard it so aggressive like that is because they're going to blow your world up and dump you.
That also makes sense. Yeah.
Ouch. Well, why do you want to do all that?
Well, I won't anymore.
Okay. I
I.
am the king and queen at blowing my own self sky high.
I am my own worst enemy. Yes.
Okay. Well, once you get this routine, you can always blanking stop. You see what I'm saying? It's a but that's what you're doing. And the reason is because you're a little bored. So then you would go, okay, why am I bored? And then you go, why am I bored? And then you beat through the boredom, and then you'll be okay. It only has to do with boredom.
Okay.
Some of us get ourselves in trouble if we get bored.
Yeah, this is true.
And so, but I see you being fine, and I see you beating through it, and I think you're totally brilliant, and I'm your biggest fan. And so.
You.
But this one you're not going to win so well. It's going to be like one of those lessons. So don't learn a lesson. Damn. Yeah, don't do that. And so,
Okay.
yeah,
Thank you.
you got enough
Thank
time
you.
to recover if you do. This is like, see that? Do that. A kiss. Okay. Yeah. You're kissing your boss's butt. Okay.
Got it.
All right.
I can do that.
Tell the truth, you hate me right now.
Oh, right.
Oh.
I will fake it until I do it.
There you go. Fuck
Pucker up.
her up,
Thank
girl.
you, thank
Fuck her up
you,
before they throw you in the yard. They're gonna throw you out anyway.
Damn it.
Yeah,
Thank you, Septina.
thank you, guys. Love you all so
yeah.
much.
You're going, thank you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
No,
luck.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck, honey. You sure as hell
Love
need
you.
it. Good luck. There we are. She's like, oh, I wish I didn't call him.
That's what I was about to say. I don't think she wanted to hear that exact answer, Gary.
I didn't know I could do the pucker up thing so well. You know, that's kissing your boss's butt. Anyway, there we go. Who are we talking to?
Real quick, I want to get Gail Fitzsimmons on real quick.
All right.
Hey, Gail.
Hi. Hey, Gail. Hey, my girl.
Hi. About a month ago, I got diagnosed with shingles on my head, and I had quite a bit of pain from that, and that kind of made my body go into a little bit of a tailspin, and now I have this big pain on the left side of my abdomen that goes up to my shoulder. I had an ultrasound done yesterday, but I don't know the results yet. And I've been feeling like crap for a month. I think I'm doing fine with all the cancer stuff, but this shingles kind of triggered some other stuff.
Shingles is a weird animal. It actually is quite an aggressive energy that is spiritual first, physical second. And so I'm just now burning it off of you spiritually.
Okay.
Hey, you're getting pretty warm. See?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Back of your neck is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that?
Yes. Yeah. My cheeks.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
It's been hard to breathe.
There we go. Is it easy now?
It's easier, yeah.
Okay, good. How about now? What about now?
Getting there.
How about now?
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, there it went. Okay, got it. I blew it off you. How you feel now?
Doing good. Just this one little pain right here in my abdomen. Right here.
Okay. I think it's a rib.
Really? Like, can I go to a chiropractor?
I think it'll go back in on its own or whatever, but I think it's
weird.
I think it's a rib that's a rib that's out of place.
Okay.
You know,
probably because I've been holding my body so weird because everything's been tight. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, there we go. Okay,
nothing going on with my intestines or any of that.
Looks like a rib. Yeah. How does that feel now?
It still hurts.
Okay. Hang on.
Ooh, I felt something pop.
There we go.
That was weird.
It was weird, right?
That was weird. Yeah,
pop. I think it popped back into place. There we go.
Good. I felt it pop.
That was weird, right?
That was weird.
There we are. Good.
Thank you.
You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. See, now you feel slightly teary.
Yeah.
There.
I've been a little bit anxious about this, and I haven't been anxious about any of this other stuff. And it's like, I've been trying to calm myself down because.
Yeah.
Anxiety is not typical for me.
Yeah, there you go. I got rid of it. You're going to be okay. There we are.
That felt a lot better.
Tell her she's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. That's what
Thank
I heard.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you.
And we love you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Good. Get some rest. Get some rest.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you all. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you. Miss you.
She's looking
good. Good job, Gary.
You are looking good. Isn't she looking good?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good. Yeah, she went through chemo, cancer, hell. No, she's not. There we go. That was weird, Michelle. I popped her rib back into place.
I know.
You should,
you should do that for me.
She goes to the chiropractor.
I have to go to the chiropractor.
You have to be really nice to me, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
There we go. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, with these new gifts, I find myself doing freaky stuff like that. But usually, nobody sees it. You know, like I'm doing this and just working on one-on-one with people that are doing stuff or whatever people around me, and I do crazy things like that. And I go, wow, that really happens, you know, right? And so with this new spiritual gift and the new spiritual gifts that are coming down, especially with health, guys, it's amazing what you're able to do for yourself and for the family and for your friends around you. So believe, just believe, and you're going to be able to do some freaky stuff. So that's what I see. And it's all good. Really, really good. I got all kinds of healed with Richard Rubish. I really did. Richard, I got all kinds of great healing gifts from you. Thank you. You were at the retreat and you just brought it, you know, it was really interesting. You know, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me talk to Richard. You know,
hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. We so enjoyed you at the retreat. I mean, you know, it's just, it was really neat because I kept on comparing, you know, old dog, young dog, old, you know, like I was saying, you and me and you, we're like the old dogs, right? And so, and then you got these young dogs that are like, they got all these new gifts that are like, wow, look at you, you know,
exactly.
You know, and so
it was like the best retreat ever. It was, we had so much great energy, healing energy, all kinds of gifts.
Freaky things. It was crazy things like popping a rib back in the place from long distance. I mean, it was like crazy stuff like that. It just kept happening and happening. You know, we went to these, you know, the Indian Mound. It's very healing out there. Went to the IM field with its beautiful energy. And so I can't wait for the next retreat. I wanted to have another day of the retreat. I mean, I woke up the next day and I had all these epiphanies I wanted to tell everybody, you know, anyway. So it's good. But thank you for coming because you are joy. Oh. You're so gifted, so healing. Thank you for your spiritual gifts and all your contributions for everything you do. You know, I really appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. And I appreciate you too. You helped me through last year with my foot too. So, wow. I finally made it through. I'm wishing you the same back. It's not a fun journey.
Yeah. Well, it's really complicated. It's very complicated. Yeah. So, you know, I'll explain it after the fact, but it's really, you know, it's like that, you know, and so.
I know it doesn't make sense because I couldn't make sense of it. And all of a sudden it just healed. Like within a week and a half, it healed. Like God just hit the button. Okay, you can heal. All right. I mean, it was weird.
Wasn't that after you were at the last retreat?
Yes, it was after the last retreat. Yep.
Yeah. That's also. Yeah. Yeah, we get all these crazy gifts at the retreat. It's always neat.
Yes.
You know, and so everybody thinks we have everything or I have everything and I don't, you know, I'm looking more forward to the next gift. I mean, it's like, wow, look what I can do now, you know? And so, because we're really moving to a place where we create our heaven on earth, is what we're doing. And all you guys have these amazing gifts that you can use. And a lot of times your gifts are even way more amazing than mine or way more amazing than mine and Richard's. I mean, you guys, you know, have crazy things you can do. And so, and you really are able to help a lot of people with your gifts and so, and help yourself. Yeah. So anyway, it's good. Thank you, Richard. I love you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. He's fun, isn't he, Michelle?
Yeah.
Richard's great.
We always love Richard. It's not the same without him at the retreats, just like Terry Mahoney and all the regulars.
Yeah, that's good. There we go. Perfect, perfect. And so, yeah, let me speak to Ethan again. Is that your buddy, David?
Okay, here's Ethan.
Hey, Gary. What's up, Gary? This is Wyatt. This is Eden, Wyatt's girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good.
Yeah, good, good.
Did you want to talk to Ethan? No, he wants to talk to you, man. He's already talking
to you. Yeah, I was just going to clear your energy for you. Is that okay?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there we are. I just cleared your vibe. And there we are. Now I see you being luckier with work situations and money.
That's good. What the?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the main plot of my life right now.
Right, I know. And so there we are. And so now it opened up. And so you notice your hands are getting lighter, warmer. You just feel all that going on. And so there.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see a lot of good things happen. And so sometimes you'll have weird things happen and it doesn't seem good, but then it ends up great. And so I see you going through a few of those. But that's okay. That's all good, you know. And so your intention is in the correct place with wanting to be successful, and you will be very. And so that's good. Keep that in your vibe. Okay. And so,
okay.
Yeah, do that. See, now your hands are really light. Feel the difference?
I have words.
There. Well, you know, your buddy comes back and he tells you all these things. And you go, no way, you're out of your mind. You know, you must say, you must feel like that. And so, but so I just wanted to let you know, no, he really is, you know, he's I mean, really super, he's super spiritually gifted, really, you know, and I see you and him doing really good yeah. little things, you know, with business and money. I think that, I don't know what exact business you guys do, but I see it doing really well, you know, so whatever that is, I see that. And so good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, he told me a lot, and it's just like, it's hard to believe, you know, like
it is kind of hard to believe, right?
Like he showed me the picture with the light, and I was like, there's no way that wasn't like a reflection or something. And he was like, nope, it wasn't a reflection. I was like, that's so crazy.
Oh no, there's tons of them. If you took one picture, you could say it's a reflection, but there's every time we're doing retreats, people are always snapping a lot of pictures of me. And things around not only me but other people. And you can see all these crazy things occurring. And so, and that's the camera just picks up on when there's a lot of extreme light, you know. And see, definitely spiritual plan gifts. On
coming by for the next one.
Oh good. Look forward to it. Look forward to it. So there you are. You guys take care. Appreciate
Thank you.
Thank
you, Gary.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Talk to you. There we go.
Thank anyway. You, Ken. Look forward to meeting
you. Imagine, can you imagine going through a spiritual retreat and seeing all the crazy, miracle-esque things that occur in a retreat and then going back home and trying to tell your buddy about it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just bailed him out. That's what I was doing. That's what I did right there. I just bailed him out because I could feel that, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, he's going back and he's telling his buddy, hey, you wouldn't believe blah, 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 blah. And the buddy's like, yeah, no way. You're right. I don't believe.
I have lots of pictures to prove it. I think I'm the one that took that picture.
Yeah, you got tons of pictures. You got tons and tons. They're like really fun. They're really fun. Who are we talking to?
I'm putting Ramiz on. Hi, Ramiz.
Oh, there we go. Hey, buddy. How are you?
We're so happy he got the chance to come too.
Oh, yeah.
I had such a good time.
You were a joy. You were an absolute joy. Thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
Your whole family is amazing, but you're really, you know, you have a great creativity, really just beautiful creativity. And I don't know who you're going to be when you grow up, but I'm really looking forward to see, you know. And so but this is good. This is good. What's going on? What's your question or comment or anything? What you got going?
Oh, geez. I wasn't expecting to be put on. I just remember you saying that I was going to meet my soulmate very soon.
Yeah.
I am carrying this in my pocket.
Oh, good. It's a little rose quartz heart.
I guess my only concern is I don't know if I'm personally ready to date right now. So is it okay if I kind of just like delay meeting them, or is it just, it's going to happen whether or not?
I say these words.
I
will
shut
the F up.
The F up. Okay.
That's what I heard your angels say. Your angels cuss. Everybody's angels are cussing tonight, right? But yes. you have to shut up and allow yourself to be happy.
Shut up and let the light in. Okay.
Yeah, just be happy because you're totally capable. You're totally ready to, is what I see. I see perfect coming for you. I got slightly teary when I said that, which you feel that? You felt that energy, felt it, right? Yes. And so, but it's a very powerful healing energy. So whoever your soulmate is, it's very healing for you. And so, and this is going to be perfect. Be perfect.
I remember I was tearing the entire time we were in the field. I had to like hide my face because I was embarrassed. I couldn't stop the entire time. So
no, it's great for the show. Cry. And so, but I see you finding your soulmate. I see you being happy. You're worthy of finding that. And so you're worthy of being happy and being fun and being silly and being yourself. And being serious as well, and you can have meaningful, loving relationships, and so you're very worthy of that, you know. And you can say you're not ready. Well, when the hell will you ever be ready? That's crazy, Yeah. If it's something perfect and really good for you, why not be ready now?
You see, I can feel my right kidney pulsating when you're saying that. I don't know what that means.
I have no clue either.
Should I call
that? You're above my pay grade. I don't read kidney. Sorry. Next.
Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for everything. It was a pleasure meeting
you. Thank you. It was wonderful. It was wonderful hanging out with your whole family. They're just beautiful. I love them. Yep. Your mom
and again. Pick your brain about Clive Davis again.
Okay. Yeah, good. Oh, yeah. We had good conversations. We had dinner. That was fun. Yeah. That was good. Perfect. Perfect. Lots of love. Good luck, buddy. Go find your soulmate.
I hope the whole family comes back to the next retreat.
Me too.
I love the whole family.
Me too.
And Rana and Nadine and Justin.
Yeah, they're fun. Feels like we're having Thanksgiving every time we have a retreat. Yeah. When they're here. You know that feeling. It's like that feeling. Who are we talking to?
I'm putting Joey on. Is it Joey? I hope I said that right.
All right.
Joey.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Hey, how have you been? I hadn't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Hi, Jose. You know me, Jose.
I do. Absolutely.
I just got recently married.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Brazil for a little while. Now I'm back, and things are a little bit of a turmoil. I'm back in L.A. I'm in Burbank right now. I mean, well, not in this moment, because right now I'm house-sitting in Beverly Hills, taking care of little doggy over here. But anyway, point being made, it's like when I came back, work it slow. There's some turmoil in my apartment now with one of my roommates. And all I want is like everything to go back in peace and harmony so I can hurry up, get to work, make some money. Not to mention that this trip to Brazil just left my bank account completely wiped out.
Right. And
so I can bring my family back here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is your family in Brazil?
Yeah, my wife is in Brazil.
Okay. There we go. Let me just look for you. Oh, Lord. Where are you from originally?
New York, but my parents are Puerto Rican.
That's it. Okay. You Ricans, you are always throwing spells on each other. No, I see some old dark energies being projected around you, you know? And usually I don't say that, right? Because I don't really see that too often, but I see some stuff that were, maybe it's even her family or something down there, you know, but well, I'm just seeing.
Her ex-husband, it's like got some beef with me and, you know, we had to go to the police station and the cops straightened him out. Like the sheriff, like gave him a good peace of mind.
That's yeah.
So something.
That yeah. Happened. I'm just seeing all these dark in it. Let me get rid of it all. Okay. I want you to ask God for his sword. Ask God for a sword to clear all the negativity.
God, please give me the sword to clear all negativity.
Okay. Reach and grab it. Reach and grab it. Not there. Reach higher. Reach higher. There you got it. Okay. Now clear around your head. Just clear everything. Clear your world. Clear your family. Clear your work. There we go. There you go. And there. Now I see you going into your big, giant, golden higher self, your big, giant, golden angel. I see you looking super bright, super light, super fantastic. There we go. Feel it. You can feel it. See? Yeah. You get all hot inside?
Yeah.
Good.
It's like a calm now.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen to this. Head's totally quiet. Right? Good, buddy. You'll be all right. There we go. Good, 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 good. Everything will be all right. You'll see. Ask God for a sword to clear when you get that way. You're spiritually gifted. I remember. You're very spiritually gifted. And see, spiritually gifted people, they have to clear themselves all the time or you're going to get beat to death. So let's see. Choice. Beat to death. Clear myself. Beat to death. Clear myself. You see what I'm saying? So you have to clear yourself or you're going to get beat up. And so there we go. But listen to how quiet your head is. That's nice, right?
Yeah, it feels calmer. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be okay, buddy. You're going to be all right. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you still doing the acting thing?
Yes, I am. Things have been a little bit slow from the strike and everything. It's like
for everybody, yeah.
Yeah, it's been especially for us, like the one who is not, you know, at the top, you know, getting all the big chunky roles and all. But yeah, I'm keep on pushing that rock uphill, whatever it takes, and make it happen. I sometimes I think about quitting, but something inside me tell me not to.
Oh, good. Well, stay in that space, because I want you to ask God for a golden star. Just say, God, give me the gift of a golden star, please.
God, please give me the gift of a golden star.
Please.
Please.
There it goes. It went around you. Now you got really warm inside. See?
Thank you.
I saw it circling you, but it wasn't landing. And so now it landed. Oh. Anytime I look at somebody and they're going to be famous, I see a golden star. Anytime I've ever told anybody, you got a golden star above your head, you're going to be famous. They were. Okay. There. Go be famous. And then, you know, take us to dinner or something.
Will do. Definitely.
All right. Perfect. There we go. Spiritual gift. Like there we go. That's really good.
But you spelled my name wrong.
I love it. Well, tear it up, buddy. Thank you so much. You take care of yourself. Thank you for calling. I missed you.
Thank you, Joey. That's cool. Glad we got him in.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. He's Yusuf's friend, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Alex Sanchez. Thanks for being patient, Alex. How you doing? Good to see you.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Michelle's totally like, you know, reading my notes or something.
Is that right?
I'm reading your mind.
Yeah, I wanted to, talk to you.
As always, Gary. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michelle, for picking me, too.
Yeah, so what's your question, buddy, or comment? What's going on?
I just want to tell you, Gary, that it is my intent and my goal and my dream, if you will, to make it to your spiritual retreat in this lifetime before I pass on to the other world. So I just want to
No, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to die to get here. People are dying to get here, but you don't have to die to get here. You know?
Okay. Well, my intent is to be there in this lifetime for sure.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you have a beautiful light around you, and I see many golden paths that will come to you. Okay. If you just manifest them, you know.
Well, that's and great.
So you just have to manifest that, you know. And so you manifested yourself coming to a spiritual retreat. I'll give you a free retreat, okay?
Yay!
Because you need it. I read because you need it. You know. You need it.
I wasn't expecting that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's like, because and the only thing you got to do is help Judy. you got to help us. You just got to help us do something. I don't know. Judy always needs help. And so, but
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Yeah. Cause I see it changing your life. And so your life's worth changing. Mm-hmm. That's what I see. I see you really got a lot to give. And so that'll help you. That's what I see. You know, it was really crazy when every now and then I'll hear to do that. And I did Raekwon, and he was the most spiritually gifted person I ever talked to in my entire life. Oh my God. He was a freak. Wasn't he? You know? That was amazing, guys, to see all the gifts that came out of that kid. You know, he was 19 and he was seeing on some level that it was really bizarre. And so anyway, you got a lot to give. And so many times people have these amazing gifts and they just got to be on the right play, the right platform to give them. And so that's what it is. And so. Anyway, there's Raekwon. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him at the same time.
Raekwon, how's it going, family?
Good.
I was talking to everyone. I'm so glad to be tapping in with everyone. I've been keeping in touch with everyone I was able to get in contact with. I'm so glad that I was able to go to that retreat. It really changed my life for the better.
Oh, good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. As soon as you came on, Alex, as soon as you were talking about how bad you wanted to go to that retreat, I started projecting that gold energy to you. And then next thing you know, you got that retreat. So I'm really glad you were able to.
I love you, brother. Thank you for that.
No need. Thank God. I know I'm going to see you at the next retreat. I just wrote it down. I will see Alex at the next retreat. It's going to happen.
That's great.
You know, and he said he wrote it down. You know, it was really neat because, you know, you shared with me, Raekwon, your little notebook that where you draw the spiritual gifts that you get.
Yes, and sir, I need another notebook already.
Yeah, you must be getting crazy amounts of gifts now.
When I tell you, I was meditating to, I just became an Enlightened Club member. I highly recommend everyone in here does that ASAP. But I was listening to the Blessings from Above, did the meditation. I ended up connecting with Buddha, Bog, Ganesh. And when I say Ganesh's elephant head was so big this time, I was in a deep meditation. So everything just flowed. And I even connected with the ancient from the 11th dimension.
Wow. So yeah. Yeah. Well, you find, you mentioned like the Ganesh and the elephant head was so big. Mm-hmm. You were actually seeing the original Ganesh. You were seeing the big elephant, the big Ganesh. Mm.
Yeah, and this
is
the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, so this one, he brings crazy massive gifts and life-changing. And so I can see what you're seeing. So you're seeing, again, on a very big level. And so that's just really, really so cool. We miss you. We miss you. It's like...
No need. Y'all going to see me very soon. I can feel it.
Oh, good. Perfect. Call me up. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect, buddy. You know, you're the best.
I want everybody. I just talked about it. I asked him, can he make sure that everyone that needs healing and everyone that needs the gifts be able to get a chance to talk with you? So I ain't going to take up too much of the time. Much love to you, though.
Hey, thank you. Love you back, buddy. You were a joy. Thank you so much for all your gifts. And thank you for just being you, because you're a joy to be around. You make everybody high. You know,
I love you all. I really do.
Except he got in the habit of calling me master, which pissed Dean off.
I apologize, Dean.
It's all good. It's all good. I call him Gary.
You call me a lot worse.
Yep, anyway.
Oh, man. I can't wait for the next retreat. That's all I can. That's all that's on my mind. I know everyone there is just gonna be a joy to hang around once again.
If you're beginning fun. To start planning,
I am.
Yeah,
we'll get a great time.
Just call me.
Yeah, and Alex will be here. That's perfect. All right.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Alex. Thank you, Raekwon.
Thank you, guys.
So cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Just get in touch with me.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Raekwon. He helped me make a peach cobbler. So, Alex, you're going to have to top that. You gotta help me in the kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
You got some kitchen help now.
That was the
best peach cobbler ever. Oh, my God. That peach cobbler was great.
Really, whatever you guys did. Oh, my God. Everybody, you guys missed out on Judy's peach cobbler. Amazing.
Made from scratch.
I'm craving it right now that you said that.
I had never, ever made it before. And it was a gift from heaven, I think. And Raekwon was helping me. And I'm like, I think it needs a little more flour. I don't know what's going on. And Raekwon goes, just do what your heart says. Something happened, a couple more flour, and boom, magic. Yeah.
It was great. It was really, really good. It was so good. I made you make another one, which pissed you off. You thought I'm hungry.
I couldn't find the recipe. But then we found it. So it was okay.
It was all right, good.
Alex Sanchez, you're going to have to find some other recipe to top it then.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Thanks to everybody that helped during the retreat. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great. And the food was spectacular as always. I mean, you know, people just, you eat your way through heaven. I mean, it really is like that. You know, the food was just really, really something. You and Brian did fantastic. It was good. It was better. And it was great. It wasn't good. It was great.
Oh, anyway. Sorry.
Wow. Who we got?
How did I get it? Hey,
Since you're here, how are you? You were at the retreat. You and your wife were at the retreat. How was it? How was it for you guys?
Where's Gary? Okay.
Hey, my girl. How are you?
Oh, wait. Benjamin, unmute. Sorry. There you go.
Gary, did you know that they rap and they sing and they did their own album?
I heard that. Yeah. You have to entertain. Next time, you have to actually do a show for us.
Hey, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm down with
okay.
that.
Okay, perfect. You don't look like a rapper, but okay.
You know, I get that all the time, too.
You almost remind me of Tom McDonald or somebody.
Yeah, Raekwon don't look like Buddha, but he acts like it. So. You never know. I don't look like I can do a lot of things, but I guess I can. So anyway, so there we are. You never know. You know, don't judge.
Thank you again for everything. Yeah, Michelle, especially I've been wearing the gifts that you got us like every single day. So thank you so much for them. And being like the haircut.
You guys were joy. You were so fun to be with. Thank you. Thank you for your presence.
You.
Oh, look at there. Oh, we got a close up. Was that your cameo? That was your close up. All right.
He's about as cute.
Yeah, look, see how red his ears went? Look how red his ears went. See?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk to Gary? He really wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay. What you want to know? What you want
to
know?
You can talk to Gary now.
Okay.
No, here.
Over here.
Look. Go
ahead
and talk to the phone.
No, your phone. Look.
Hi.
Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you? You good? How are you?
I'm here.
How are you?
Hey,
yeah. Your ears are red. Your ears are red talking to this weirdo. Look at you.
Yeah,
look at your.
Well,
look at. What'd he say?
His favorite movie right now is a cartoon called Bigfoot Family, and he wants to be Bigfoot.
Oh, good. Oh, I live in the Bigfoot capital of the world, the Uari National Forest, which is where I live.
I was watching the movie that I just.
Oh.
Oh.
That's cool.
Bigfoot disappears, so, and Bigfoot now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, Michelle likes watching Bigfoot movies, don't you, Michelle?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then when I was watching the movie, Adam was there.
Oh,
I just want to hug him.
Yeah, he's great. Well, we love you guys and thank you for coming to the retreat. We look forward to seeing you again.
Of course.
Can't wait to see you guys at the next one.
Yeah, you guys are special. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
I love you. You guys should listen to their album. Jared has their album. If not, text me and I'll text you guys their songs.
It's on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. Okay, I got Dr. Michael Grossman.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Dr. Grossman,
how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Grossman, how are you, buddy?
I am good. I'm good. I have a friend of mine, and he has lung cancer. He had had chemo 3 times, and they were trying to get him well so he could do surgery. And he's been short of breath when he walks around. His oxygen goes way down. And the doctors in the hospital can't figure out what's going on with him. They did all these tests, that his heart looks okay, but they can't figure out why his oxygen level goes way down when he's doing any activity at all. And his name is Joel Blitzman. And he said, it's fine for me. He's in the hospital now. He said, it's fine for me to talk to you and try to figure out what's going on.
Weirdly, it looks like he has some of the same kind of problems that I had where the valves in his legs aren't working.
Uh-huh.
And so when he moves around and he walks, it actually creates a sort of almost like a vapor lock blood flow thing.
Huh.
And so it's stopping the blood flow.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's some, in some way, it may relate to the chemo, that maybe it did something somewhere.
Yeah. So when he moves, it's stopping the natural blood flow. And it could even be the way his legs are pumping blood back up.
Right. Right. He has a little edema in his leg, so it makes sense from that point of view. So the question will be, what should the doctors do about it? That's an interesting question. It's an interesting question.
Address it like it's a vein issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's something for me.
Or he's fine as long as you don't move much.
Right. Right. If he's lying down, he's okay. As soon as he gets up to move, it's not okay.
Not okay.
Interesting.
But I can also bring his vibe a little higher, and he may heal right on up.
Well, let's do that. Yeah,
he's a great guy. Wow, what a great guy!
He's a lovely fellow. He's an old friend from college, and so
he's really great. And there we are. I just cleared him up. There we go. Let's see how he does. There we go.
Excellent. Well, thank you much. I will tell him what's going on and his wife. And you spoke to his wife once a while ago, and she had some issues. And so you helped him out.
But now he'll notice he can breathe better now. So there we go. There.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate your looking in on him. He'll be really happy. Thank you much.
Thank you, Dr. Dr. Barber.
Thank you for everything. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming to the retreat. You guys were such a joy. You know, and you're such you're such rebels. Oh, there's Barbara. She looks like the Lord. She's popping in. She's popping in and out. There. Oh, there we are. Good. Wee.
Pleasure to spend time with you, and we look forward to being able to do more of that.
Well, good. Good. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for everything you did for us. You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. There. His little friend looks better now. There we go. Yeah. And so one more. Who we got?
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, before we go, I just got to give quick shout outs to happy birthdays, like Haley Roger. She had a quick birthday question, but also Teresa Heathen and Terry Mahoney, Henry and Travis, all the March birthdays.
A lot of birthdays.
Yeah.
Lots of birthdays.
Since it was Haley's birthday, I'm going to go ahead and get her in there before we go.
Hi. Great. Hey, girl, what up?
Hey, I miss you.
I miss you, too. I miss you, too. You look great. And so,
thank you. I feel great. The first question is, what movie should I audition for to make us millions? I'm kidding, by the way.
Something sexy.
Okay. All right. I was kidding, but I'll take it. Oh, that's my dog. Sorry. I was actually just, I've been going through a lot, but growing through a lot. So I was just hoping to get some fun birthday reading, just kind of like what's in the future for me, just some positivity.
Mm. I see two trips that are amazing. One you know about, one you don't. And so, And so, but I just feel this, and I see you having a great romantic time, you know?
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. I have a lot of things. That was one of the things too. It's like, I feel like things are heavy on him right now. And so while I feel like it's necessary, right, because we have to experience things like lessons, I feel like he's kind of darkened down.
Yeah. Not now. I cleared him up. He looks good.
Good. Okay.
Good. So So there's your birthday gift. I cleared him for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, honey. Good luck. Happy birthday. Well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love you. Take care of yourself.
Gary, I'll let you pick one more.
Okay. Let me see the gallery view so I can see. I have to look and see folks. Y'all folks, everybody. Lots of folkses of everybody. It's hard because I love so many people. You know, I see Edwina. I see her waving her hand and stuff. But let me just say, you know, I want to talk to Artemis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got something.
Artemis.
Yeah, he's got something going on. So what is it? You're burning a hole in my skull. What's up?
He was next on my list too.
Oh, of course he was. You and I are really dancing.
I'm gonna let Gary pick one.
Yeah, we're dancing tonight. We're nailing everything. So anyway, so what's going on, buddy? What's your question?
I have a spiritual gift to share with everybody.
Oh, must be something really important because I can see it.
Yes, it's so I got this spiritual gift of a golden quill. Quill, it's like a writing.
Yeah, a pen. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big with golden like feathers and.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got that recently. So.
Okay. I'm going to take it. I'll take it.
Please feel free to use the quill.
There you go.
And yeah.
There.
I just wanted to share. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing something to where I'm taking a trip to write. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to hide for a minute to write. And so coming up in the next couple of months. And so there we are. That makes total sense for me. That's total sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. That's a cool gift.
Yeah.
And you know, other people, when they write things down, they'll find things will roll through the writing many times. So you can just sit and even there's a thing called automatic writing. That's how I got all of my famous predictions through the 90s. I predicted every catastrophic disaster that occurred. And so because I was on a radio show that was that show that where they liked scary things. And so I predicted all these disasters and until I predicted September 11th. And then I asked God the question, when I see all these horrible things, God, can I make them not happen? If I can see them, can I stop them? He said, yeah, sure. I'm like, wow. Well, why do you tell me? He goes, you never asked me. I went, okay. And so I realized then that you actually could see dark energy, see problems, clear the problem, and then the problem won't occur. So that's the big thing. So anyway, well, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. You got one more thing. What's your thing? You got something.
You know, I don't have a question, but I had this, just a very quick story. I had this awakening experience that I woke up for eight hours and I was just like, I was my other self or whatever. And I was just answering all these questions for me, for myself. I'm like, and then I got stuck. Good. I got stuck 8 hours into it. I got stuck on this one answer or a question. I couldn't figure it out. And the next 2 days, I was wiped out. I was like, it's kind of like from reading your book, The Keys to Heaven. It's like when you were a child, until you were put a key in something in the earth, you couldn't move on. And right. I had the same experience. So two days, I was fasting. Nothing got better. But then at the end of 2 days, I answered the question and then I was healed in 10 minutes and I'm complete. Like I couldn't walk. And then in 10 minutes, I was like, wow, like nothing happened. So it sounds normal for you, but for me living through that and really understanding.
Well, people think, you know, a lot of times people do. I think they think it's a cakewalk because you can answer all these things. But really, it's sometimes you get downloads that wipe you out for a day. Sometimes there's all kinds of stuff that you go through with being super spiritually gifted. And so as you're experiencing now, and so I tell other people to be aware of that and take time for yourself when you're going through it. It's really important that you do take time to heal. And so, well, good luck, buddy. You look all bright. I got a high from you. Thank you. Thank you for that gift. I hope everybody else got it. That's beautiful. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you for joining me on Tapping In. I had a ball. You guys got a lot of big spiritual gifts. The biggest spiritual gift is the spiritual gift of getting rid of fear. Thank you. For you guys that are not in my enlightenment club, you want to do it. Next week, we're doing... a master class, and so we decided to do it next week, and so next Sunday, and so be a part of that. And all you got to do is just join the Enlightenment Club, and you'll be a part of it. It's really simple. GarySpivey.com/Enlightenment Club. Call me 800-827 Gary for a private reading, and or GarySpivey.com. Either one. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Look forward to having another spiritual retreat coming up in June, and I hope you guys are here in person. Plan it, do it, come You'll freak out just like everybody else did, and it's just a beautiful experience. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I'll see you this week for the energy clearing on Tuesday, not Wednesday. They got me doing something on Wednesday, and so I'll be doing the energy clearing on Tuesday this week. So join me for that, and GarySpivey.com. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and I appreciate you even more. More, more, more. All right. Thanks.